The Albany All-Stars Roller Derby League recently held a fundraiser at McGeary's Irish Pub in downtown Albany. The proceeds were given to a member of the league who was the victim of a car theft. The league was founded by five skaters in 2006 as the Capital Region's first all-female roller derby league. Over the years, the All-Stars have featured as many as 80 members and have become an influential nonprofit community service organization. Erica Bloomfield, who skates under the name Ace Defective, is the public relations chair for the Albany All-Stars. She explains how the league is organized and operated.
There are five board of directors. Myself, I'm the PR director. We have a finance director, about director, coaching, and skater relations. And each of those chair people head up committees. Each skater has to be on a committee. We're a self-run organization, so those five chair people run the business. Every girl has a job in this league, and it's the only way that we can run.
Bloomfield says the public relations committee primarily uses social media because it is the most cost and time effective. She says the league has experienced some issues spreading its name.
It's difficult to find advertising that is affordable and that can really get us out there, and we're struggling with that right now.
Despite some hardships, the All-Stars always lend a hand to other community businesses and organizations, such as Take Back the Night.
We've worked closely the past 2 years with Take Back the Night, which is an organization to end violence against women. We led a march around Albany to raise awareness about the violence against women, and it's a great organization. It takes place all over the world, these marches and rallies. We heard a lot of great speakers, and we're just very happy to be a part of Take Back the Night.
The All-Stars make money from merchandise and ticket sales during bouts held at the Washington Armory, as well as monthly player dues. Sponsorships have helped both organizations involved. For example, nearly 100 people attended the bout that promoted Take Back the Night last winter. This makes it possible for the All-Stars to maintain their league and give back to the community. Julie, also known as Overy Obnoxious, is the league's finance director. She says her primary goals involved budgeting, ticket sales, and keeping track of monthly player dues. Other members say Julie saved the All-Stars this year.
That's our goal, is to have money in the bank at the end of the season. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. We mostly beg for sponsors to give us money, and we rely on our dues and things like that, and we just pray on the first that we have money to pay the rent. This year's been good, though, so can't complain.
Julie says time is the most costly thing about operating the league. She spends up to 12 hours a week on derby business outside of practice. Some of her routine activities include balancing the league checkbook, tracking player dues, selling tickets, and paying the rent for their home track. She says player dues make up the core of the $30,000 league budget.
Our dues are $35 12 months a year, and that number has been $35 has been our dues for as long as I've been here, 3 years, and probably before that. It's a really good number, even though our numbers fluctuate in how many girls we have in the league, how many members we have. 35 has always been a very steady, good number, and we don't see any reason to change that at this point. Most of our league members, if not all of our league members, have full-time day jobs, and then they do this because they love it. They volunteer all of their time. They pay their dues. We have cash sponsors, which we appreciate. They just write us a check, and then in turn, they might get merchandise or a couple of tickets to our bouts, things like that. We have sponsors that trade goods.
Tess Collins, owner of McGeary's Irish Pub, has been a partner with the All-Stars for several years. She says she has a close relationship with the skaters, even outside of business.
I am not just a sponsor, a friend. I feel like we've all grown together, and we help each other professionally and personally. You know what I mean? If somebody on the team needs something or someone in the community has a crisis, we do fundraisers together and we help the community out together.
Collins recently held a fundraiser to support All-Star skater Darla Vader, who was a victim of a car theft. Darla says that she lost an air conditioner, her bicycle, and all of her roller derby gear.
It hit hard because it's one of those things that it costs so much money. I mean, your knee pads, let alone, cost $80 for decent knee pads. And if you think about it, like, you're falling on your knees, we're doing drills on our knees. Skates go anywhere, even at the beginner level, skates go from $130 all the way up to $400, $500 for advanced skates. I had like mid-level skates, but they were ones that like I broke into. So Ace decided to be the best friend that she was and get the league on board to do a raffle.
Darla, who was a member of the public relations committee, says she is committed to seeing what the league can do for the community. She says the type of connection the league has with McGeary's is one that it aims to establish across Albany.
You know, if more people found out about, you know, either derby or different type of recreational leagues and worked all together within the businesses, we could become a really great capital.
Finance Director Julie says the Albany All-Stars are already a cultural staple and community resource in Albany.
I think we're a big part of the Albany culture. We're part of the sports, arts, you know, entertainment. We've been here a long time and we'll be here for years, forever. As long as the Armory will have us, we'll be here. And if they won't have us, somebody else will. But Albany All-Stars isn't going anywhere.
Reporting from Albany, this is Brandon J. Holmes, WAMC News.